A bill introduced in the U.S. House in January would impose, quote, a fee on the carbon content of fuels or any other product derived from those fuels that emit greenhouse gases, unquote. City officials in Plattsburgh recently joined a number of municipalities across the country in supporting the measure. Introduced by Florida Democrat Theodore Deutsch, House Bill 763 has only been reviewed in the House Ways and Means Committee and has been stalled in the Subcommittee on Energy since January. The 73 co-sponsors include 7 from New York and 2 from Massachusetts, all Democrats. In mid-November, Plattsburgh Ward 1 Democrat Rochelle Armstrong brought forward a resolution for initial consideration for the city to endorse the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act of 2019.
I believe that the approval in support of this initiative is perfectly in line with all of the city's goals in terms of being a responsible and sustainable community. It's a very interesting approach, which essentially puts a price on carbon and then refunds whatever is generated from the collection of that tax to the public.
At the latest Common Council meeting, the resolution was up for final consideration. Citizens Climate Lobby North Country Group Leader and Congressional Liaison Tim Palmer told councilors that the climate crisis must be addressed at every level.
This act addresses the issue at every level by including the environmental cost of burning carbon fuels in their price. Revenues are collected where fossil fuels enter the economy and are all returned as a monthly dividend in equal shares to every resident of the United States. The dividend provides those in the lower two-thirds of the economic spectrum with more money from the dividend than the additional costs they incur due to the increase in the price of fuels. This act, as written, will reduce emissions by 40% by 2030 and 90% by 2050.
Councillor Armstrong reiterated the importance of acting to address climate change, noting the city has become a state climate-smart community.
As councillors, though many of our decisions deal with current local circumstances, we must also be mindful of how our future is impacted by federal and state policies and laws. In a September op-ed for the Tucson Sentinel, Raymond Pierre Humbert, the lead author of the 2018 United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, wrote, "With regard to the climate crisis, it's time to panic. I urge my fellow council members to pass this resolution. By doing so, we continue to act according to our established tradition of advocacy for a sustainable future."
Mayor Colin Reed, a Democrat, says the city is well positioned to benefit from the federal legislation.
Given that the city of Plattsburgh is so close to carbon neutral, we'd have a net benefit because we wouldn't be paying a lot of the carbon tax because we use a lot of sustainable fuel or still get the rebates coming in.
Right.
So this is very attractive for a city of our sort.
The Plattsburgh Common Council unanimously approved the resolution to support the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. The villages of Kinderhook, New Paltz, and Rhinebeck, the towns of Plattsburgh, Red Hook, and Rhinebeck, the cities of Brockport, Rochester, and Syracuse, and Tompkins County are among the communities in New York that have endorsed the bill. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.